Back here on the Radio Sports page on KNIA-KRLS, the two Melcher Dallas runners going up to Fort Dodge this weekend, Emery Sage and Jalen Knutson. First of all, congratulations, Emery. I'll start with you. Second time going up there, what's your thoughts on going up to state and getting to run up there again?
Oh, feeling pretty good. My calf muscle is kind of hurting, but other than that, it's feeling pretty good, and it's always a good time to go up to Fort Dodge and run up there and just have that good competition, and it's just overall a fun time. So,
and let's talk about your race at Marshalltown last week. How was that, and what kind of things did you try to do during that time to get up there in your qualifying spot?
Me and Stuart kind of talked before the race, and I just wanted to stay up in the front pack and kind of take positions throughout the race, and just staying calm before the race, mentally and physically. And I thought I had a good finish that last 200 meters, and it was a nice day to run. It was a little chilly, but overall a good day. So,
Jalen, it's been an interesting year for you, to say the least. You've kind of dealt with a hip injury, but you pushed through it. What's that been like to have that injury, but then still try to go out and power through everything?
It's been really hard because I love running, and I haven't been able to do that for a long time. And so it was just kind of an experience just to go out there, have fun, try my best to get to state again.
10th place at Marshalltown, and Coach was saying that the first time she saw you, you were right there within the qualifying spot, but was on the bubble. Did you do after? Kind of things did you do during your race to kind of get up there, and make sure you were in a qualifying spot?
I just got out smart, didn't push it too much, and just kind of stayed there. I knew where I was the entire time because I had people telling me, and I knew when someone passed me, oh, I'm a place down. And I kept saying I had a lot more left to go just to keep in there because I never got to that 15th position. I think my lowest after the beginning was like 13th. So I just kept going, trying to stay in there, and like the last half mile I was like, okay, now I should probably start kicking in a little bit.
And what's it been like couple weeks preparing for this and then thinking, okay, hopefully that injury is going to hold up and not get any worse?
It's been really nerve-wracking, just a lot of taking it easy, which is hard for me. And it's just been a lot of listening to the coach and physical therapist and just laying low.
And, have you had to adjust your, practice and your workouts and knowing that, I can't push it too much, but, I still got to, keep training and everything?
I had changed my whole running a lot. There was, 3 weeks I didn't get a run at all because we didn't know what was happening. And then even when I did get to start run, I never got to run as much as I wanted to, because before my injury I was up to 9 miles on my long runs, and my longest run this time was 30 minutes.
9 miles. I can't crawl 9 miles. But Emery, let's go back to you. What do you want to accomplish Saturday when you get up there and you're in the starter's block? And what's the goal for you?
Well, obviously, I want to be better than last year. I got 34th last year, so maybe my goal was probably top 25 or even medal. That would be nice. But it doesn't happen, I'll still have fun with it. I love cross country. I love running. I love my teammates, my coach, and I just have faith in the Lord on whatever happens. So.
And being a senior, is this going to be kind of, okay, I'm going to leave this all out here and not have any regrets?
Yeah, I'm going to give it everything I have, and whatever happens, happens, and I'll never have any regrets with it. So, yeah.
Jalen, what's your goal going into Saturday, knowing this is your third time up there? So you know what's going on and you know what to expect.
My goal is just to have fun, because these girls have had some more training than I have. So just go fun, do what I can, and push hard and give it all I've got.
Good luck to you, Emery and Jalen, both. And we'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.